This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Yeah, it looks fairly quiet here end of the month. Or not end of the month, but option expiration today. You know, March corn hanging around $5, you've got to assume you're probably going to close somewhere close to that, especially with all the volume there is right around $5 on both sides, puts and calls. But yeah, corn closed unchanged overnight. Yesterday, we were unchanged on March. You know, you come in here and you look at soybeans, not much doing there either. I mean, you're not more than a penny and a half off of any side of this thing. The one bright spot, you know, is this wheat market. Wheat, of course, had a rough day earlier in the week, but it sure has seemed lately that whenever the wheat market's fallen back, it's been kind of similar to corn and that you've unearthed some buying on the other side of that.
With the corn side of things in the ag marketplace, are we still getting some follow through from not only this recent WASDE report, but the January WASDE report when you look at the overall numbers and kind of how things play out?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some inflationary buying that's going on along with, of course, you extract corn out of the balance sheet. Then you watch these weekly export sales, which have been nothing short of fantastic here lately. I mean, it's just been pretty darn impressive. And, you know, with that being the case, it's, you know, it's kind of one of those deals where you got to assume maybe the trade thinks, you know, that you're going to trade potentially something a little bit different than a 1.54 carry.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next. February means many farmers and ranchers are knee-deep in the worst season of all, tax season. What if you could make farm taxes easy? Ambrook is the proven solution for managing your farm finances. Have your tax forms ready in minutes with transactions tied to Schedule F reporting. Prepare a balance sheet designed for your farm and an income statement that you can split by commodity. Put down the receipts and pick up Ambrook. Visit ambrook.com/Iowa today for a 30-day free trial. That's ambrook.com/Iowa. March corn down 2 cents at 4.96 even. March soybeans down 5 1/4 at 10.40 1/4. March soybean meal up 30 cents at 2.96.30. March soybean oil down 65 cents at 46.61. Chicago wheat up 4 1/4 at 5.89 3/4. Minneapolis wheat up 2 3/4 at 6.35 1/2. Kansas City hard red wheat up 4 3/4 at 6.12 1/4. March oats up 2 1/2 at 3.58 3/4. On the Merck, April live cattle down 15 cents at 193.65. March feeder cattle up 75 cents at 267.57. April lean hogs up 60 cents at 89.12. April pork cutout unchanged at 96.10. Class 3 milk is down 6 cents at 19.14. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.